The FBI director's firing means a new political calculus in Washington, and financial market players this morning start doing the new math. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. What effect might the ouster of James Comey have on President Trump's economic plans? President Trump is expected to nominate someone to take over at FBI soon, but that nominee would have to be confirmed by the Senate. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me from Washington. Nancy, how big a roadblock could that be to Senate action on other big things involving big money?
Well, you know, it depends who Trump nominates, right? I mean, some leading Republican senators have criticized Trump for firing Comey. And if Trump nominates someone controversial, that could tie the Senate up in knots.
You getting a sense from your sources today on how this could change the Trump plan for the economy?
Well, if the Senate is preoccupied with the FBI confirmation process, that could push back a vote on repeal of the Affordable Care Act. That in turn would push back Senate consideration of any tax reform plan. I asked Robertson Williams of the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center if the Comey firing could be fatal to tax reform.
I don't think it's fatal. I think it's a distraction that will push things off in time. We're looking at tax reform not this year, but into next year, 2018.
Now, that might concern players in financial markets, Nancy. What are we hearing this morning?
Well, so far, markets are pretty calm. Susan Schmidt is a senior portfolio manager, Westwood Holdings Group, and she told me markets will shrug off the implications of the Comey firing on things like tax reform, rollback of the Dodd-Frank financial reform law, and infrastructure spending. And they're getting used to what she calls a new pattern of communication from the White House.
The market's decided it can't handle all the noise out of Washington and is focused instead on companies and earnings and what might be happening in the actual underlying fabric of business in the United States.
But, David, this does create uncertainty for the markets. And one more thing, one budget analyst I talked to this morning thinks the Comey firing could slow down budget negotiations and even possibly make a government shutdown a bit more likely.
Shut down more likely. Okay, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you. Back to the political earthquake in Washington and how this might change assumptions built into markets, business, and trading relationships. For some further context, let's turn to Ian Bremmer, president of the political risk consultancy Eurasia Group. Ian, thanks for joining us.
Hello to you, David.
So do you buy this thesis that Comey's firing could slow down President Trump's domestic policy agenda?
I think the markets were already coming to conclude that this was going to take a long time, whether it's healthcare, infrastructure, taxes, everything but regulatory rollback that Trump can do by himself. Yes, I guess you could say this slows it down farther, but it was already kind of glacial.
It was already kind of slow. So you wouldn't call this a bombshell when the news hit yesterday about Mr. Comey having to abruptly leave?
Oh, it's a bombshell, absolutely, in the sense that it causes questions about the democratic process in the United States, both domestically and abroad. But I don't think it has much impact on the markets. The markets only react to these big, you know, sort of political issues, either when they're already looking for bad news because the economy is heading south, or because there's something direct and immediate that's going to have a market impact, you know, a war starts.
The Russia questions here go beyond the U.S. electoral system. The world wonders if Russia has the capacity to influence elections anywhere, really, which I suppose has implications for the future of global business and the world economy.
Their ability and willingness to hit other countries, undermine the democratic process, use asymmetrical cyber offensive capabilities, this facilitates greater polarization domestically inside a lot of advanced industrial democracies, the U.S. and in Europe.
If there is influence in the political process, it makes the world just a little bit more nationalist and a little bit less all for one, one for all globalist.
And here's an issue where you not only have the politics with a whole bunch of people inside countries saying, We're not as interested in our government supporting global trade or being the global policeman or promoting rule of law internationally. But you also have the economic process, which is, you know, if you're a big U.S. multinational, Chinese labor is expensive and you don't need as much labor going forward because of automation. So supply chains are shrinking for that reason, too. When the economics and the politics come together, that's when you have a market impact. And I think you do see a lot more protectionism. That's going to make it harder for corporations internationally. It's going to create a lot more inefficiency.
Ian Bremmer at the political risk consultancy, the Eurasia Group. Thank you very much.
David, good to be with you.
And before we go, U.S. military rations are called MREs, meals ready to eat. Translate that designation into French and you sort of get Prêt-à-manger, the global sandwich chain. There's word today that Pret may be ready to trade. Bloomberg News is reporting that a British private equity firm is working with U.S. bankers on a possible initial listing of stock. The idea is to trade Prêt-à-manger on U.S. markets. The chain was founded in London in 1986. Sales were up 15% last year. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.